The fourth annual Farming and Ranching for the Bottom Line was held Tuesday at Bismarck State College. The conference was held to talk about the weather outlook, crop production, grazing strategies, and economics, especially in dry years. David Archer is a research leader at the Northern Great Plains Research Laboratory south of Mandan. His topic was economics of improving soil quality. Archer says one practice toward improving soil quality is no-till farming.
That leaves a lot of residue on the surface and a lot of cover, and that reduces evaporation and conserves soil moisture. And so in dry conditions, quite often we see an advantage with no-till systems.
Mark Liebig is a research soil scientist at the laboratory. He agrees that no-till can be good for crops in a low-moisture environment. And he says farmers need to look closely at their cropping options.
Some crops are really heavy water users, others not so much. And so you might want to look at the portfolio and decide accordingly.
Liebig says last year, a drought year for some in western and central North Dakota especially, bears that out.
Our cool season, early season crops really suffered a lot. Surprisingly, some of our warm season crops, they hunkered down and got through it. And then, at least for on the research farm, when the rains came in August, they were able to bounce back a little bit.
Liebig says despite the dry start to 2018, precipitation in March could help things out a lot. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.